Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Happy Labor Day weekend. This is a very special Labor Day weekend. So I will broadcast another show over the weekend regarding the topic of Labor Day and the history and all important things we need to know about Labor Day. But we have more important things to talk about, like the devastation of Hurricane Harvey and also the development of Hurricane Irma. And, you know, prayers go out to all affected, to our friends and loved ones, and those that have traveled from near and far. Even Facebook friends from other parts of the country of mine, I see, have traveled to Houston. A longtime friend, a classmate of mine who lives in Dallas, hey, she posted on Facebook, I'm on my way to Houston. So watching the Weather Channel and other networks, it's just been amazing. It's amazing the work that the first responders do, but it's just super amazing what the private volunteers and do also. And that was a big story this morning on CNBC, I believe, just how they're amazed with how just average, everyday people are responding and helping each other. And it's pretty cool, too, that President Trump is donating $1 million also. So that's pretty cool. And those that are donating, you know, in private, because, you know, some, like that's awesome what Kevin Hart, the challenge that Kevin Hart put out. And Dwayne Johnson did not waste any time matching his $25,000. And also challenging other friends. But then, you know, there are so many people that are doing their part privately. So it's just amazing. People that are out there donating their blood, sweat, and tears, and also doing things like through social media. So the magic of social media has been amazing, right? I know I have done my best to compile proper information and reshare important numbers and websites, and also sharing pictures and news stories and so on. And it's just amazing the power of social media. Earlier this week, watching Good Morning America, when the young lady was stuck on top of her apartment in downtown Houston, and she's like, "We need help right now." And it was just amazing how Good Morning America immediately sent people, and then also rescues. I think the rescues that actually saved her and her family and her neighbors were people that were watching the program, and they immediately arrived and saved her. And then I love the post interview after the rescue. But it's just been so amazing stories. I post so many videos today regarding rescues of humans and also our fur animals, and it's just amazing. And oh, I think the death toll now is 41 plus. So definitely sending prayers and love out to those that have lost loved ones during this very, very crazy time. How some the reporters and how some of you are keeping your calm, I just don't understand. But praises to those of you also that that were unexpectedly surprised by the flood. Watching stories today regarding some of those that were rescued this morning that did not know, you know, until after the fact that their neighborhood would be flooded. And so sending prayers out to all affected. And to be honest, we're all affected by this, right? And we're watching this Hurricane Irma as she develops. This is peak season of the hurricane season. And again, let me share some of the numbers that I had shared before, and then also some websites also. But during the last broadcast, I had shared the Texas State Operations Center, 512-424-2208. People are still being rescued, so I'm sharing it. And even the mayor of Houston have recommended that stay away from your home for at least 10 to 15 hours. As I watch television, you know, people had to go back to their homes and check their homes and get certain items and just see what was going on. I mean, some people even had to return and get the hoping for the best that their pets were still okay and to get their pets and everything because they thought that they could return to their home soon. But again, the State of Texas Operations Center number is 512-424-2208. And then the website for FEMA, for federal assistance, is disasterassistance.gov, a federal disaster funding from FEMA. And wow, I think I've seen, well, there's like a large number that's already been awarded already. And then in Dallas, DallasHelpForHarvey.net is the website. And if I can get to my notes, and you all know you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS to donate money, and also visit ADRN.org. Salvation Army USA.org, and also SaveTheChildren.org. And my wonderful friend, former coworker at Choctaw Nation, one of my friends shared that they're already like those that, you know, that want to volunteer their time. I even have thought about when I return to Dallas soon, like, okay, help out at some of the shelters or volunteer wherever I'm needed, but then there's a call out. Definitely need cleanup team workers, people that can help with the cleanup efforts of the Houston area and other areas that are affected, but in the Houston area. Men and women can apply to clean up, you know, need good water resistance work boots and so on to do the work, but you need two forms of ID, and this is the telephone number. So when you call, when you text message, I mean, you need to provide your full name. The location will be Houston, and you need to have two valid forms of ID, and you'll be male or female, no experience. You know, we know how to clean, right? You help clean up and do what's needed. It states that there will be a lot of overtime, and some days you get paid, you know, on that day, at the end of the day, on some occasions. But you can send your full name and the location, which would be Houston, to 469-671-6564. 469-671-6564. That would be the number that you would send your full name and the location. The location would be Houston, and you would need two valid forms of ID to work, and equal opportunity. You could be male or female, and, you know, that's, you know, doing, I mean, that's awesome to do what you feel good about doing and also earning some money, good money. Also, there are other websites that you can visit if you have concerns regarding charities that you are donating to, if they're not the, you know, the top well-known charities. GiveWell.org. Disasters Accountability is another one, .com. CharityNavigator.com. CharityWatchdog.com. Those are websites that you can visit, and they will steer you in the proper direction to what charitable organizations are legit, are legit for you to donate to. And definitely do not, you know, donate via email, and definitely no cash. This is information that I received from Fox News this morning, and they provided us with an amazing broadcast this morning with a performance by Gloria Gaynor. If you have not heard her new version of I Will Survive, which I Will Survive, I'm 49 now, newly 49, but that her song I Will Survive has been like one of my favorite songs, like Maniac from Flashdance, since I was a little girl. And she had posted on Facebook this, her version dedicated to Houston, Texas, of I Will Survive. So this morning she performed it on Fox and Friends. And it's such an amazing performance. It's brought me to tears. But if you have not seen it, definitely check out that performance. Check out what she had posted on Facebook earlier this week, redoing I Will Survive, you know, specifically for Texas. And I even posted, like, some of you that's not familiar with I Will Survive or Gloria Gaynor, I even posted on my Facebook page her 1979 performance on Soul Train, hosted by Don Cornelius. But it's just amazing, her version and her speech at the time of the performance was off the chain also, you know, really. But again, websites that will guide you in the right direction. GiveWell, GiveWell.org. And I need to look at my screen in case someone is calling or trying to check. I did have my studio open, but I have been so eager to provide you with the proper information. Also, had a little technical difficulty, so my apologies for being about 5 minutes late. And now my studio screen has blinked off. You'll be glad when I get a new... I keep replacing my charger for my laptop, and still something's happening. So I'll be so glad when I get the right charger. And also, a new tablet. Let's see, wait a second. I'm trying to get my screen back up. Somebody's probably saying I'm new. again, the websites are givewell.org, disastersaccountability.com, CharityNavigator.com. I'm laughing at myself because nothing's funny. CharityWatchdog.com, because I'm trying to get the screen up. And thank you to those of you that have been helping me get out of a funk of sadness. For some reason, a funk of sadness was trying to overwhelm me yesterday. And so many of you, you know, like helped me, like Kellen helped keep that warded off. You know, we have to be there for each other. At first I was wondering if it was personal reasons, but then maybe been just the effect of what's going on with the hurricane and how it's affecting everybody. Because everybody's affected, bottom line. Oh, good. I'm going back to my studio right quick. Oh, congratulations to Serena Williams also. She has given birth to her baby. So congratulations to she and her man regarding the birth of her child. And I think we do have a call. Yay. Okay. Maybe someone's listening. Call, because you can call in and listen. And save the number of 646-787-1578. And also, I cannot let the day go by. I know last night I talked about birthdays. So today's my late sister's birthday, Diane Williams Ellis, who passed away at Medical City in Dallas in January 88. My sister had a battle with cancer, starting with breast cancer. And then, she was in remission for a while, and then it returned as lung cancer. And then she, you know, had gotten somewhat better, and then we really was hit hard when the doctor said that it had gone to her bloodstream. And we lost her soon after that in January 88. But she was in her 30s, a young mom, a young wife. And so thank you to those of you that have posted happy birthdays to her for her memory. And also, today is one of my favorite guys' birthday also, Adonis. So those of you that are at LeBaire Dallas right now in Dallas, definitely give him a big hug and a kiss on the cheek or wherever he'll let you for me. Please tell him happy birthday. His big public birthday party bash will be on September the 16th at LeBaire Dallas. And I know he's definitely watching Hurricane Irma. He's a native of Ponce, Puerto Rico, and travels back and forth. So definitely sending prayers. And my friend Sandy, Sandra, she's a native of Puerto Rico, which she plans to go to. She and some other friends are going to LeBaire this weekend. So definitely praying for those of you that are in the pathway of Hurricane Irma. And right now we don't know what direction it will go in. Reports I have been getting, they're watching Irma carefully. They don't know if Irma will come in the southern direction or the possibility that she might go more eastern, you know, more northeast, more eastern, the eastern side of Florida, the Atlantic. So it's getting stronger. So we're dealing with Hurricane Harvey, and we're dealing with Hurricane Irma. But those of you have fun celebrating. Have much fun. Happy belated birthday to my dear friend Otha Kay, which this is a big birthday weekend, I know, for him. And so many. I thought there were a lot of summer babies and August babies, but there are many Virgos and September babies out there, too. And this is Labor Day weekend. We're saying goodbye to pretty much summer. Memorial Day, Morris, hello, summer. Hello. And pretty much Labor Day is like the last official, even though many of us barbecue year-round. Labor Day is like the official, okay, goodbye, summer. And then we have, you know, other holidays and, of course, you know, Halloween and Christmas and Hanukkah and New Year's. It's amazing how fast this year of 2017 has gone by. But, again, let me repeat these telephone numbers for you. Well, I'll give you these, repeat the website. GiveWell.org, DisasterAccountability.com, CharityNavigator.com, and CharityWatchdog.com. And also, I had seen a report this evening where President Trump is urging of Congress to send money, a lot of money, to Texas right away. And I don't know about you, but it has been amazing how quickly the federal government and the local governments and private entities and private citizens have been in doing their best to donate money, to donate items, to raise funding. It's been amazing. So just a big shout out to everybody, to all of us, because it seems like everybody is doing their part. And thank God that, there's no time to have to cut through red tape. We always hear about, oh, we got to cut through the red tape. This is no time to be talking about any type of red tape or any kind of blocks, because this is about lives and livelihoods and the well-being of living beings, animals, people, the care of babies, to those from newborn to 120. It's just amazing. Again, the websites are, I know I'm repeating this, but if you're like me, you like to make sure you hear things properly and write things down or key things in to your phone or computer properly. GiveWell.org, DisasterAccountability.com, CharityNavigator.com, and CharityWatchdog.com. I hope you have that. And I should have the numbers memorized. And again, for the telephone numbers for the Texas State Operations, which can guide you like any other information that you need, you know that you can call them for other important information. 512-424-2208, disasterassistance.gov for federal assistance, FEMA funding, disasterassistance.gov. And also DallasHelpForHarvey.net. And those that would like to donate to Red Cross, visit the website, text message, call 1-800-RED-CROSS to donate, ADRN.org, SalvationArmyUSA.org, SaveTheChildren.org. I hear a report right now regarding Irma. But again, congratulations to Serena Williams. And there are some more hot topic news going on. So that is another reason why to broadcast another weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. And also there's a show scheduled for Monday. The topic schedule is to discuss popular skincare lines for men, definitely with a focus on Ryan Seacrest's new line, Polished for Men. That's the cover story for Monday's show. And next Friday we'll profile James Franco. Next weekend, HBO will premiere their new show called The Deuce, which James Franco, Maggie Gyllenhaal, and many other favorites are a part of. So can't wait to see that. If you're not a part of the secret group that I created a few months ago called the James Franco Project, definitely join us because we have a private event going on. And since HBO, some people have already seen the premiere episodes and some of the episodes. Because you can look at it via live streaming on HBO to go and on demand. But we're having a weekend watch party next week from the 8th to the 9th, the Deuce weekend watch party. So it's a private event. It's an event going on within the group. So you join the group and be a part of this awesome event that we're having celebrating the premiere of The Deuce. So next Friday we'll profile James Franco with his multi-talented self, which, you know, talk about, we just profile him. You know, those of you that are familiar or have listened to the archive shows, I like to present profile shows where we, because I am a person that's just crazy about bios and biographies, been like that since I'm a little kid, writing reports and so on. So this will be a report assignment regarding the history that is not near finished for regarding James Franco, and then it turns into the Franco family because the entire family, his brothers and mom and all, are just so talented. But because we're doing the watch party and the HBO show is premiere, we'll profile him on next Friday's show, so you'll see that on the schedule. But we will have another show throughout the weekend and on Monday. But as of now, the cover story is always Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane, the development of Hurricane Irma. And also tomorrow, I'm looking forward to the annual monthly event I love to attend here in Jackson, Mississippi at the Mississippi Museum of Art, Coffee and Art. Coffee and Art is always amazing. So if you're in the Jackson area, you don't live here, you're just here for business or visiting relatives, or if you're here because you evacuated and came here, it's a free event at the Mississippi Museum of Art where art enthusiasts and artists and the staffers from the Mississippi Museum of Art, we come together and we discuss what's going on in the art culture. And what I love about it, that usually an employee at the museum would spotlight what their duties are at the museum, you know? And so that's amazing. Sometimes there are special events where certain artists will come in and present and talk about their work and their artwork and their books and so on. So it's pretty amazing monthly event that I like to attend here at Mississippi Museum of Art, because it's just amazing how the staffers share what they do. And it's called Art and Coffee because we eat, we drink coffee, and we eat, like, you know, awesome food, pantries and so on. But, again, happy special Labor Day weekend. Thank you so much from the international listeners and those that are in contact with me and who I interact with and effectively network with. Thank you. I think the areas of that listen mainly to this show, countries are the USA, UK, France, Norway. But I know India. Shout out to India. Shout out to Turkey. Shout out to the tropics. Oh man! Shout out to Australia. I know many listeners are in those countries and throughout the world. But looking at the stats, U.S., U.K., France, and Norway are the top four countries that tune in to Clipper Shock Entertainment Reports. But then I know, like I said, India, Australia, tropics, in Turkey, Africa, I know our big supporters also of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. A big shout out to my friends throughout the country in New York, ATL, Minneapolis. Love you, Minneapolis. I'll get there soon. I'll get there soon. I know I've been saying it since I was 7, but I will definitely get there soon to visit Paisley Park Museum and Mall of America and many other places. Big shout out to my friends in California and, of course, in Dallas and H-Town and, oh, man, just right here in Mississippi in the deep south, New Orleans and Memphis and my peeps in North Carolina. So big shout out to just everybody that's listening and supporting. You know, we all have each other, right? Right. So until next time, you know, be good and be true. This is Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Email me at cultureshockinc_Beth@yahoo.com. That's KULTRESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. You can tweet me at Beth Williams and also at Culture Shock Inc., KULTREENT. Instagram, I'm meeting some amazing people via Instagram. Instagram is at Beth Entrepreneur. I have yet Snapchatted, but at Snapchats, because when I do, I will do it. I will arrive. Culture Shock Inc., KULTRESHOKENT. Also the blog, BethEntrepreneurTumblr.com. Again, email me your bios if you're interested in coming on the show as a guest co-host or as a guest or want me to showcase your music, definitely email me or contact me through our social media like you do. Like you do. I didn't like how that sound. And so thank you. God bless. Hugs and kisses. Love you back. Today I have received so many I love yous from people. And many, a variety of I love yous. So thank you. I love you back. And I do. I know some people are like, how can you love people you don't know? But when we say we love one another, we love each other in an agape way. Agape is a whole other topic, and some of you all that are involved in ministry, I know can really preach on that. But agape, and it really is not to be preachy about, but agape love is when you genuinely love, not being in romantic love. But agape love is when you have love for mankind. Like what we're seeing now is what we see in the example of agape love. So, we love each other. It's better to love than not to love, right? So thank you to those of you that have expressed to me that you do love me. And I do love you back, too, sincerely, also. And when Cupid's, speaking of the other love, which is another same topic but different topic, you know, when Cupid's arrow hit, you guys will know that too. Okay, well, and speaking of when we talk about love and relationships, oh man, you know, when we talked to Belinda Renee a few weeks ago, I invited her back on the show. I'm speaking of her. Many prayers to Belinda. You know, Belinda's in H-Town. She's in Houston. So she's been dealing with the flooding. So we're sending prayers to Belinda, longtime online friend of mine, definitely a friend of the show. So definitely sending love and prayers to her and so on. So I was going to mention when she comes back on the show, you know, when I was talking to her about different stuff she want to talk about. And a lot of my friends have been bringing up some amazing topics for us to talk about when it's time for us to talk about love relationships and sex and not having sex and stuff like that. But definitely sending love and prayers to Belinda and her Pure Romance family. So I'm going to conclude the show before I am concluded beyond, you know, automatically. So God bless. Sending love and prayers. Let's stay strong. Let's not give up. And like Nike, let's just do it. Just keep doing it. But God bless. And thank you for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Report since March 21st, 2011, when it premiered here at Blog Talk Radio. And a big shout out to the Blog Talk Radio family also. A big shout out to Cyrus Webb. Well, I was a guest back on his show back in April for the Crossroad Film Festival. He's doing some amazing things. Definitely check out his show, Conversations Live. He is awesome. He is inspirational. He is something. He is amazing. He's based here in Mississippi too. He's amazing. Have some of the best guests on his show, and he's willing to support others, and that's what's so amazing. Okay, well, thank you and love you. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, aka Beecher.